they're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
If we just let it be.
Thursday, June 22nd, welcome.
The world won't get no better.
The pleasure is mine, as always.
You and me.
To welcome you to the big station.
Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who...
The Hot St. Dominica's most talked about talk show. If you love to hate me, hate to love me. I love to love me in the morning. I love you too. I mean all of you.
Before they pass away. Wake up all the builders.
Wake up, wake up.
I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time.
Mrs. Victoria Charles Clark said she was concerned that a matter which involves Elton Bannis of Castlebruce for pre-trial application could not be heard again because the state attorney was ill, and although DPP Evelina Baptist was in court, she could not go ahead with the matter since she was not the one who had conduct of that matter. The judge said it is becoming ridiculous and getting too far in the office of the DPP. She said forcefully, the prosecution is either not ready or not prepared to present cases. We cannot proceed that way. It's making a mockery of the system, she noted. She said too much time has been wasted in court with matters not being heard on time. She said there must be a more serious approach to the work which has to be done. She said the court schedule is being thrown into disarray. About the decision to discontinue the matter of Lyndon Sentley of Castlebruce, who was charged with causing death by dangerous driving, the judge said she was concerned that on the day of the trial, the matter is being discontinued. However, Director of Public Prosecutions, Evelina Baptist, defended the performance of her office, saying they are doing a good job and are serious about what they do. She said, in the case of Elton Bannis, her office should not be blamed since lawyers have pulled out from his matter consistently, and so his trial has been delayed. Ms. Baptist told the court that given the resources available, the office of the DPP has done well.
It appears that there is a latest development. Some of you may have heard. But let's allow you to listen, those of you who have not. To the judge's criticism in a 7-page release. Here's some of what the DPP responded. Another report from my good friend Curtis Matthew. Let's listen.
In a press release, she said, the post-Easter session commenced on Monday, April 24, a mere 5 working days after the close of the session, allowing no time to do the preparatory work necessary to bring the matter to successful prosecution. She said, it is true that some matters have not been able to proceed to trial, but this is not as a result of the office being tardy. She says the remarks by the judge questioning the office of DPP is unfortunate and untrue. The DPP statement said the judge has been acting as both the judge and DPP. She's taking over the authority of the DPP by setting matters for trial. The statement says it is the DPP in consultation with the judge who is responsible for setting matters for trial. The DPP notes that where the matter intended to be prosecuted is of a serious nature like murder, it is prudent in the interest of justice to adjourn to take all measures to have medical or other experts attend the trial. It is to be understood that victims have rights, the statement said. The DPP statement says murder is a serious offense and there must be adequate preparation for a murder trial, All this cannot be done in a day, and it is most unreasonable to fix a murder trial only allowing both parties a day to prepare. Ms. Baptist wants the prosecution to be allowed to suggest appropriate dates for trial, taking into consideration all the surrounding facts and situations of the cases. The release went on to say that in the case of Sherman Webb, who is to be retried for murder, defense counsel is ill, and so the matter cannot proceed in the absence of defense attorney. So the remarks by the judge on Tuesday, the 12th of June, and Wednesday, 13th, were uncalled for and do not accurately represent the situation. She says the judge should refrain from taking over the role of the DPP, as she cannot be both judge and DPP. The release ended by saying that the office of the DPP continues to have as paramount the interests of justice and successful prosecutions of criminal matters, and wish to inform the public that they in no way are tardy and laissez-faire in the performance of their duties.
Again, Curtis Matthew there, DBS, DBS News Editor. Following that development. Now there is another development. The latest development in the court. Judge, it appears, does not want to hear the director of public prosecution. She made an appearance in the High Court. What you hear might shock you. Kalai John Baptist was at the High Court yesterday afternoon. Let's listen.
Mr. Darius Jones was doing a matter today, and of course the DPP Ms. Baptiste was in court along with her assistant, and she stood up to address the court, and the judge told her that she did not want to hear her. So Ms. Baptiste, the DPP, probably thought that the judge probably was not hearing her mic. So she was fixing her mic, you know, probably to speak to the judge. The judge told her, "Ms. Baptiste, I do not want to hear you." And so Ms. Baptiste had to take her seat. Now, remember, Matt, I told you, and I said that to the world, and I will say it again, the press release of the DPP was not good. I have spoken to practically the amount of lawyers I've heard. They whisper in circles, and they, one or two people will hear saying different things. But generally, the consensus is that you should not have issued that press release. Remember a few years
ago. But before you go on, Kalil, because there's criticism too out there, whispers as well, of the judge. So the judge can basically criticize the DPP, and she should not criticize herself or respond?
Matt, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
Where in the world do you hear a lawyer or lawyers publicly criticizing, in our region, maybe you in the U.S., publicly criticizing a judge? We do not.
But it might not have happened before, Kalil. That doesn't mean that a lawyer cannot criticize a judge.
Yeah, but if, Matt, this is the judge you are criticizing, and you want to go to have an audience with the judge. So you're going to criticize me and try to bring me to shame, and you expect to have an audience with me?
8:21. It appears that the war of words continues between the DPP and the High Court judge. And the debate continues whether lawyers should publicly criticize the judge. Apparently, the judge is not taking it lightly, telling the DPP, you will not have an audience with me in the court. Where is this heading? Is this or should this continue? It 22 is the morning time. We don't have too much time this morning. Hello.
Hello, Matt.
Uh-huh.
Matt, the judge is not God, you know. I mean, the judge is a human being, just like the DPP.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if the DPP don't bring a case in front of the judge have no case. The judge is merely a referee. So everybody have their role. So if you criticize the office of the DPP...
But is it a fight that should be taking place? Is it a fight that should be taking place in the public, though?
Well, but the judge went public, so the DPP went public. Fair game. Tit for tat. I don't see no problem in that.
823. Hello. Hi. Hello, talk to me. 449-3095-9697. We continue talking this morning. 823.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
Madam, my own humble opinion.
Your humble opinion, yes.
Yeah, I'm of the view that both parties can talk to each other, they can write to each other. But I just suspected something. The judge seemed to be fed up with Dominica. She wants a transfer immediately. So that's the best way she can do it. Have a good morning.
Hello, talk to me. Hi.
Virgin blessing, sir.
My brother, how you doing?
Hi, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, I've listened, and according to the brother, you know, my humble opinion, Matt, that should not be a public fight. The judge made the criticism of the DPP where, Matt, at the court.
At the court.
And the DPP came openly, a press, what was it, a press release or briefing?
Yes, she issued a press release there.
And, Matt, I mean, come on. That is where I think the both of them may be a level of arrogance they're driven by.
Mm-hmm.
But the DPP should be more discretionate, Matt. And I agree with Kalaitos at next 10. Matt, I mean, the courts have been plagued with all manner of deficiencies or inadequacies, Matt. And you listen to all the madness that is happening within the judicial or the legal system. For you to have a public fight, Matt, between the DPP and the judge. I mean, the DPP could simply go to the judge in her chambers and tell her how she feels. But to come out publicly, Matt, it's adding insult to injury.
But the judge did not speak privately, though. She spoke in the court, but there were reporters there.
No, but the DPP took it further. She went to the public. That's what I'm saying. The matter was...
But if you are speaking in front of the reporters that are present most of the time in the court, that's making it public.
The DPP should try to address the matter in the court and say, "Your Lord, my lordship," or how they refer to them.
Okay.
Felt offended in the manner in which you blah, 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 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the wording, you know, Matt. She cannot be the judge and the DPP. That is a dangerous statement to make. And it's my friend Evelyn Baptiste. Hello and hi, I know her, she know me. But Matt, to tell you the truth, it went a little too far. And I think that is just adding insult to injury. And I think everybody that have matter in the court or want to commit some serious crime is having a field day just figuring out, look, they're fighting against each other. Look, matters are being discontinued. Look, they're dismissing matter. Matt, I don't know. We are just in a lot of trouble. Yeah.
A lot of trouble there, huh? I'm hoping that, like they have done before, the Bar Association should intervene at this time. Hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning to you.
You know, Matt, I have a lot of issue with this whole system, you know, here in Dominica. Because, Matt, on the one hand, you have judges that remain here so long they can even apply for citizenship and they would qualify because they've been here so long. Matt, I have been saying for years that a judge should not stay on an island no more than 18 to 24 months.
Okay.
Because once you stay there too long, there is everything that you can become...
You get contaminated.
You can get contaminated. Cocktail parties, you there. Cricket in the VIP booth, you there. All kind of different things, you know. You get invited to everything. I believe a judge in a small jurisdiction like Dominica should not remain on island no more than a year and a half maximum. Now, going back to that issue, Matt, the righteous one himself has been criticized and said all kind of things about. I believe if it is fair for the judge to criticize the DPP can respond. Because when you go to the appeals court, which is a higher court than this judge here in Dominica, when you go there, sometimes those judges at that higher court, they piss on the judge on the lower court. They write all kind of statement and say, oh, well, they made mistakes here, they made mistakes there, they did this, they did that. So the same way how she can be chastised by her superior, that is the judge, then I feel it is fair for the DPP to respond to whatever thing. So, Matt, I believe it is fair. This is what democracy is all about. Let democracy reign, Matt.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. 827, hello.
Yeah, good morning. Good
morning, yes.
Matt, the DPP have my support.
DPP has your support?
Yes, she has my support. If the judge could criticize her, I think it is fair, mon dieu. Because we are living in a democratic state. I think it is fair for she herself to hit back at the judge. Because if the judge disrespect her, why she can't disrespect the judge? You see, we have to learn to respect one another. If you know we fail to respect people and when people disrespect us, we find the person that hit us back, they disrespectful. No. I agree with the judge. She has my support. Madam?
With the DPP, you
say? Yes, the DPP. She has my support.
All right, call. Thank you very much. It's 828. Hi.
First of all, good morning to you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning to all your listeners here and all your listeners overseas. Two quick points. We'll talk about the fire in London in a minute, but let us just have a quick word about this controversy, which is raging like a wild inferno in this country. Miss Baptiste is within her rights, whether publicly or privately, to criticize the judge if she thinks that she deserves criticism. I cannot understand why the judge would not have called Miss Baptiste in her chambers and said to Miss Baptiste, look.
Privately.
Absolutely, Mad Pelletier. She's not a child. If you thought her department is lacking or had problems bringing cases to you for hearing, call her, Miss Baptiste, come and speak to me in my chambers. That is the civilized way of doing it and respect. You cannot expect to publicly denigrate her in your court and you want her to keep quiet privately. No, Miss Baptiste, you are quite right in responding to her publicly. And the idea that when she comes to court now, in your court, you are trying once again to humiliate her, Matt, that's not on at all. The judge should have called Miss Baptiste, had a civilized conversation in the chambers. The problem could have been sorted there and then. But when you start to criticize her and denigrate her in public, you do not expect her to stay like a little recalcitrant little child and stay quiet. Miss Baptiste, I am all in your corner. That's point number one, Matt. Let me extend my condolences, Matt, to the victims, to the family and friends of the victims who died in the London fire. Now, that is a horrible way to lose your life. I have been in one of those tall blocks, Matt, in on the Harrow Road only once in my life in the 70s, and I was on the 15th floor to party there. And I vowed never to enter those heights again. Only the 15th floor I was, Matt. Some of the blocks are 20, 25 towers high. Now, at the 15th, Matt, when you look outside your window, you can see motor cars like toy cars, you know, Matt. It's so high up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a frightening prospect. I have been there once. I never went back there again, in any of those towers. The one at Grenfell, I think that is near what you call Latimer Road train station. There's a lot of them in London, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And although I don't know the people myself personally, I know they come from Souffre, but I feel for them. That is a horrible way to die. I mean, if you saw on TV the way it was burning, it reminded me of the Twin Towers in America that was bombed some years ago. But that was worse. Because although you saw a lot of smoke in the American one, that one you could actually see the fire consuming the entire block. So my sympathies to them. I personally would not live there at all, not even though you paid me, Matt. I'm not saying it's dangerous, but they've got to revisit those tall blocks of flats and make sure that the security in them is good. From what I gather about the Grenfell one at Latimer Road area, the cladding on the outside was always flammable, you know, and they're now looking at it in Britain. So the people who live in this tower blocks, I hope the government of Britain re-examine all of them. It's about over could be 800 of them throughout Britain, Matt. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at it again and make sure that if you live in those high blocks of flats, that you have enough time to escape if the fire catches, Matt. Eh? And you make sure that it is almost fireproof, because you have very little chance of escape once this thing catches fire, Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, my good friend. Good morning. And, of course, we're having this debate this morning. This is the first report that sparked off the controversy we're now hearing. Curtis Matthew.
Advertise where everyone's listening. Advertise on Q95 today. Get more bang for your buck. Talk shows, news, sports, music shows, entertainment events, weekend shows, news week reviews, early morning shows, evening and daytime shows.
As I said to you, let's listen to this report. Sparked off the debate we are now having. Read it, George and the DPP.
Mrs. Victoria Charles Clark said she was concerned that a matter which involves Elton Bannis of Casimrose for pre-trial application could not be heard again because the state attorney was ill, and although DPP Evelina Baptist was in court, she could not go ahead with the matter since she was not the one who had conduct of that matter. The judge said it is becoming ridiculous and getting too far in the office of the DPP. She said forcefully, the prosecution is either not ready or not prepared to present cases. We cannot proceed that way. It's making a mockery of the system, she noted. She said too much time is being wasted in court with matters not being heard on time. She said there must be a more serious approach to the work which has to be done. She said the court schedule is being thrown into disarray. About the decision to discontinue the matter of Lyndon St. Louis of Casimrose, who was charged with causing death by dangerous driving, the judge said she was concerned that on the day of the trial, the matter is being discontinued. However, Director of Public Prosecutions, Evelina Baptist, defended the performance of her office, saying they are doing a good job and are serious about what they do. She said, in the case of Elton Bannis, her office should not be blamed since lawyers have pulled out from his matter consistently, and so his trial has been delayed. Ms. Baptist told the court that given the resources available, the office of the DPP has done well.
Now, the release issued by the DPP in response to the judge's comment.
In a press release, she said, the post-Easter session commenced on Monday, April 24, a mere 5 working days after the close of the session, allowing no time to do the preparatory work necessary to bring the matter to successful prosecution. She said, it is true that some matters have not been able to proceed to trial, but this is not as a result of the office being tardy. She says the remarks by the judge questioning the office of DPP is unfortunate and untrue. The DPP statement said the judge has been acting as both the judge and DPP. She's taking over the authority of the DPP by setting matters for trial. The statement says it is the DPP in consultation with the judge who is responsible for setting matters for trial. The DPP notes that where the matter intended to be prosecuted is of a serious nature like murder, it is prudent in the interest of justice to adjourn to take all measures to have medical or other experts attend the trial. It is to be understood that victims have rights, the statement said. The DPP statement says murder is a serious offense and there must be adequate preparation for a murder trial. All this cannot be done in a day, and it is most unreasonable to fix a murder trial only allowing both parties a day to prepare. Ms. Baptist wants the prosecution to be allowed to suggest appropriate dates for trial, taking into consideration all the surrounding facts and situations of the cases. The release went on to say that in the case of Sherman Webb, who is to be retried for murder, defense counsel is ill, and so the matter cannot proceed in the absence of defense attorney. So the remarks by the judge on Tuesday, the 12th of June, and Wednesday, 13th, were uncalled for and do not accurately represent the situation. She says the judge should refrain from taking over the role of the DPP, as she cannot be both judge and DPP. The release ended by saying that the office of the DPP continues to have as paramount the interests of justice and successful prosecutions of criminal matters, and wish to inform the public that they in no way are tardy and laissez-faire in the performance of their duties.
Now, the latest report there from the court happened yesterday afternoon or yesterday sometime. Calhoun Baptist.
Advertise where everyone's listening.
We're coming back after this.
Mr. Darius Jones was doing a matter today, and of course, the DPP Miss Baptiste was in court along with her assistant, and she stood up to address the court, and the judge told her that she did not want to hear her. So Miss Baptiste, the DPP, probably thought that the judge probably was not hearing her mic. So she was fixing her mic, you know, probably to, you know, to speak to the judge. The judge told her, Miss Baptiste, I do not want to hear you. And so Miss Baptiste had to take her seat. Now, remember, Matt, I told you, and I said that to the world, and I will say it again. The press release of the DPP was not good. I have spoken to practically the amount of lawyers I've heard. They whisper in circles, and they, one or two people will hear saying different things. But generally, the consensus is that you should not have issued that press release. Remember a few years
ago. But before you go on, Kalil, because there's criticism too out there, whispers as well, of the judge. So the judge can basically criticize the DPP, and she should not criticize herself or respond?
Matt, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
Where in the world do you hear a lawyer or lawyers publicly criticizing, I mean, in our region, maybe you in the U.S., publicly criticizing a judge? We do not...
But it might not have happened before, Kalai. That doesn't mean that a lawyer cannot criticize a judge.
Yeah, but if, Matt, this is the judge you are criticizing, and you want to go to have an audience with the judge. So you're going to criticize me and try to bring me to shame, and you expect to have an audience with me?
The debate continues here. Somebody on a WhatsApp from the USA says, seems like hormones are raging in our courts. These two ladies need to take a chill pill and resolve the issue in chambers. My telephones are burning here. Hello, talk to me.
Let them burn, Master Estelle. They must burn. You're hot this morning. Kalai, I must say, disagree with you.
Okay.
Miss Baptist's office was brought into disrepute. The judge tended to infer that Miss Baptist is doing a lousy job as DPP. Knowing the lady as I do, she had a right to respond. We have to be very ethical about our practices. To wash dirty linen in public is not good for the country. Thank you, Mr. Baptist. Timely.
Thank you. 840. The DPP's press release was inaccurate and deceptively so. That is the issue at the heart of the conflict. I don't think this is good for the court system, though. 841. Hello, talk to me.
Matt,
mm-hmm.
You brought a call. The judge spoke in court with a problem she has with the DPP.
Yes.
She spoke in court, and the media took it to the public. Miss Baptiste should have spoken in court and let the media take it to public. It is just a matter of arrogance in education, and Dominicans come out with their bias. We cannot have, because she's a Dominican, side her. We have to look at the process. The judge has a crisis with the situation that's going on. And we know so many cases that are delayed because of public prosecution crisis. If they have a crisis, they have to go to the right places for help. But they cannot frustrate the court. And that is what the judge was talking about. In the court, Ms. Baptist took the story, instead of going to the judge, she took it to the public. This is the process that is a little faulty. And we don't have to be biased. That is why we're so backward. We are too biased. Thank you.
Thank you. Somebody says here from the United States as well, the person who spoke from the U.S. about the hormones is a sexist. The gender has nothing to do with that. I thought I would have gotten that reaction. Hello, talk to me.
Hello, good morning, Matt.
Hi.
Yeah, Matt, this is a very sensitive situation.
Very, very sensitive.
Yeah, I mean, we in the opposition have been used and abused by the justice system. We are told when we have our grievances to take the matter to the court. And when we do, we felt that we didn't get a good deal, a fair deal. And we cannot comment. We cannot say nothing on the judge. If we say anything, all hell break loose. But Matt, the question this morning is, did the judge call the DPP in chambers prior to her public comments in the court? Because, I mean, the truth is that the judge vilified the DPP in the worst way in open court. So if she did not have an audience with the DPP prior to her comments, it is fair and reasonable that the DPP defend her office, because, I mean, the comments made by the judge, it was very, very serious, Matt. It would even demand that the DPP be removed. So I don't know if it was properly handled, but it is also fair that we needed to pay the necessary attention to the justice system, because too much cases are languishing in the system. What about the matters to do with the election petitions and things associated with the last elections? Years are going and we cannot get a result. So it is unfortunate, it is sad that the people responsible for ensuring that we have a smooth running of the justice system fail to step up to the plate, Matt. I have not heard anything from the Attorney General's office, and I believe that is his portfolio. So we continue to speculate as to who is right and who is wrong, but I believe we definitely need to pay attention.
It's not a good thing, though, that's going on for the court system. I wouldn't say justice system. No. Somebody says to me here in another WhatsApp message, Matt, you've heard many times that the law is an ass. Here is an evidence. Anyone prepared to criticize should be willing to accept criticism. Again, somebody else is coming after the comment about somebody suggesting that these were hormones raging in the court. The ladies are not taking that sitting down. What does this issue have to do with the sex of the people involved? Hello, talk to me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Let me ask you one question. Mafia's the judge that addressed the issues. How long has she been serving, you know, in the Nature Isle?
Maybe about a little over a year.
All right.
No, not very long.
Okay. Matt, I really appreciate, you know, that she spoke out, and I appreciate that, you know, that the response came from the DPP. Because the way that I am seeing this is the judge is pointing out also her role as a judge as well. And the defects that are going on with the system, because persons may say it has been brought up to the public, but the public has been complaining on what they are seeing going on through the court cases. And I really appreciate the person that mentioned that the judge is a referee, because even the DPP said that the judge is doing both, you know, DPP and judge work. So it almost is the judge as a referee. She sees the players are weak, you know, so she's helping them and telling them, you know, what to be able to do. So she has to play both referee and coach, which should not be her role. So she's saying that basically because of those things that are going on, we are not working as effective, because she pointed out herself to. That is why we have, you know, those fallouts and matters are not going the way that they should. So I do not understand really when the DPP say, you know, that they are doing a good job, because we see matters being discontinued after you had a murder, actually somebody died and so many of these things. So how can you really call it good? And the public, they have been listening to the public, because many times when even Kalai reports, you will hear that Kalai will come back and say that the judge had to call them or they had to warn them certain things that they should not disclose, you know, to the public. So a lot of these things have been going on the inside, and they have been talking. You could tell from the conversation they have been talking, and they show that the system needs strengthening, because results and proper actions need to come across, you know, these matters. So I don't think it of, you know, that she criticized the DPP. She talked about the system, and it needs an overhaul. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. And somebody's reminded me that the judge herself has a DPP background. She has been a DPP for many years in St. Lucia before she was made a judge. So maybe she is criticizing constructively too. 848, hello, talk to me. She knows what she's talking about.
Yes, Matt.
Uh-huh.
The fact is that why the judge didn't call the DPP in her chambers after court? For anything that is said in open court, it's public, you know, where people say it's happening in court and they take it to the public, it's the same. So it can also be said that, Matt, the same judge was DPP in St. Lucia, and when she get the impasse report from the extrajudicial killing, never touch it. So it can be said the same thing everybody has said. So nobody's perfect.
Caller, thank you very much. 8:48 is the morning time here. Hi.
Good morning, Matt.
Uh-huh.
Matt, just give me a little minute there. Let me put my take on that.
Okay.
Matt, right now, as far as I see it, it is becoming a tit for tat between the DPP and the judge, and that doesn't augur well for the court. So the way I'm looking at it, right, I think there's supposed to be some resolution now between the judge and the DPP, and I think maybe it would be better served if there's a mediator than just the two of them, because like right now, as far as you're seeing it now, it's like there's bad blood on both sides.
Maybe the AG should intervene.
Excuse me?
Maybe the Attorney General should intervene.
Yes, or somebody suitable, you know, that can handle, be a level-headed person and a fair and impartial person should intervene and find out, you know, like flush out that problem between the DPP and the judge, and then to move forward, because I'm hearing that the judge tell the DPP she doesn't want to hear her in the court.
Yes.
And from what I know, the DPP makes intervention on matters of prosecution in the court. So is the judge punishing the DPP because of her press release, you know, which came about because of what the judge had to say, how the judge criticized her work publicly in the court? And the court is a public place. Anybody can come and listen to the court, and there's the media people there. So it's, even if in the court the judge said it, it was public, you know. So we need to solve that problem quickly, and we need to...
We need some level-headed people in the court now.
Yes, not because it doesn't augur well for prosecution of cases in the court. Already there's so much delays, and when you have, let's say, the manager and the deputy manager in a head on tango there, Matt, where are we going? Who is suffering? You know, so I think it's the AG office that falls directly under.
Mm-hmm.
So he should take the bull by the horn and try to resolve the matter as quickly as possible and let the ladies kiss one another and move on, hug each other, kiss one another, and then move on for the greater good of the society and for prosecution of cases. That's my take on the matter, Matt.
All right, caller, thank you very much. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back. Of course, we have our stop at 9 o'clock with Fine Foods. We'll continue to talk at 9:30. Stick around.
From your wake up this morning, you's a winner.
Football, football, football. The Dominica Football Association, alongside the proud sponsor Domlec, present Championship Sunday. Yes! The championship in the Dominica Football Association Domlec Women Football League will be decided this Sunday when Dive Dominica Harlem United will take on the defending champions New India Goodwill Runners at the Winter Park Stadium this Sunday from 5 p.m. Will Goodwill Runners add yet another trophy to their collection? Your guess is as good as mine. Or will the girls from Harlem raise their first trophy? South City, come represent. You think that's all right? Before the championship game, Mao Soccer Strikers will come up against Bomber Starlight from 3 p.m. I warn you, it's Championship Sunday. The price is only $5 and all children enter free. So don't miss it. Football, football, women football action at the Windsor Park Stadium this Sunday from 3 and 5 p.m.
First time ever, the OECS Cycling Championship will be held in Dominica. Come Sunday, July 2nd, the cyclists from Anguilla, Antigua, Grenada, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, British Virgin Islands, and the host country, Dominica, will ride their way into the record books, calling all Dominicans along their cycling route to come out and witness for yourselves. Share, support, and encourage Team Dominica, including Bram Sanders and Daddy Chess, Mills Garron and the boys, as they bend Kokosh, punch around the corner, waiting their WAPSHAM to navigate and negotiate the road as they compete with Bobby Speed on Sunday, July 2nd. Starting from the Portersville Savannah, all the way to the entrance of the Capritz National Park and back to Portersville Savannah. It's a 60-mile circuit race and it's La Flechelle, a race of fitness and endurance. Come out and support the first ever OECS organized cycling championships in Dominica. Sponsored by the Dominica Olympic Committee, Fine Foods Inc., Sprinkle Trading, S Smart, Anchorage Hotel, Burton and Company, Ronald Charles Chambers, Marpin Flow, DBS, Kyrie Q, and Vibes FM, Government of Dominica, official championship water, Lupia Spring.
Dominica, get ready for one of the most celebrated Haitian copper bands, D-Vice. D-Vice. CPF in collaboration with Typhus and Lido Baron Restaurant St. Martin present T-Vice live in concert on Friday, July 14th at the Strip Lade Coco, 8 p.m.
If you love T-Vice, you got to
T-Vice!
Menu.
Also, Theo Cass, Elijah Vino, Dios Copa, Grand Black, DJ Biggest from St. Martin, Prince Wallace, and more! Partners include Digicel, DBS Radio Courts, Q95 FM, The Big Station, DeepX, Fine Foods Inc., and more! Purchase tickets from Bullseye Pharmacy, DeepX Scholar Lab from now until June 30 at $40. July 1st to July 14th at $50. More at the door! T-Vice Live in concert, July 14th at the Strip, Manchester!
Now those of you who missed it yesterday, a very hot program on Talk on the Block with the Commissioners. Of course, we're planning a repeat Sunday, 6 o'clock. This is the big station. So I repeat, Sunday, 6 o'clock, edited version. 8:55, hello, talk to me.
Tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I am not saying that the judge is beyond reproach, but how many times the judge may have in chambers complained about that same matter? Did she act out of frustration? Did she act out of disappointment? And I said the both of them may be suffering from a high level of arrogance, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying, my brother, based on the system, and we have commented, and the lady said it, you know, I think I had an overseas caller. And she made some significant points, Matt. And that is what I'm saying. The judge is not beyond reproach. But I think the judge is fed up. And the judge made an outburst. And what? They're going to perpetuate that matter. So every time the DPP comes to the judge's office, then she's going to say, I do not want to hear you. So we really need a referee, as the lady was suggesting. We need a sober mind there. Because if both of them, the ego, they feel has been hurt, Matt, you know, somebody need to intervene. We have a court system that is failing us repeatedly, Matt. The DPP is okay to come to the defense of your office. But the judge is human as well. So I agree she has the obligation to defend herself, whether publicly or privately. I'm going to go back on that one. But Matt, the back and the forth and the wordings and all of that, it is just going to add insult to injury, and according to the lady, who is going to suffer? Not the DPP or the judge, Matt. So really and truly, it is sickening to see where we are, and it's the corruption in government that is trickling down within the court system, Matt. Thank you.
8:57, another 3 minutes. We'll continue to talk. And, of course, read this debate going on at about 9:30. Maybe we'll have a lawyer to intervene and give his opinion to. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, good morning, Matt.
Uh-huh.
Matt, I just find too many times people who come to take up jobs in Dominica want to muzzle us and silence us in our own country. Matt, what the judge think? She's God for somebody who cannot enter. Oh, man, give me a break.
All right, thank you very much. Hello. 8:57, hi.
How much hate is in Dominica? I've
never seen a judge and a DPP go at each other.
That is what's trickling down, Matt. Too much hate. So just taking examples from the others. Remember the Prime Minister said it will be tit for tat. So they are going tit for tat as well.
Uh-oh. Hello, talk to me. We'll continue talking at 9:30, he said. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, good morning, good morning.
Uh-huh. Repeat.
Are we still on what's in the news, the DPP and...
Yes, we have 2 minutes, so you don't have time.
Yeah, you know, Matt, I tell you, man, when there is no power structure and there is stress, people don't know who to report to in Dominica, you cannot get anything done until you get a private moment with the Prime Minister. That is a problem, and you cannot find the Prime Minister that often. It's frustration. There is no power, real power, in institution in Dominica. Look at the issue of the deputy and chief of police. The DPP should have been out there speaking a long time ago. The Bar Association should have been out there speaking a long time ago. This brother should have been asked to resign officially by the institutions of law in the country. Look at the Panama Papers. We have names of our young men. Not one initiative by the DPP or any kind of, you know, legal body to demand that there be an investigation into how these kids' names got on lists in Panama Papers. How did their names get on these lists? At the very least. You don't have to be going after somebody, but the institution of the nation has to take interest in the institution of the nation, not the institution of an individual. And what is going on here is frustration because the whole legal system has been compromised to provide political justice. Political justice. And that is the worst kind of justice you can have the legal system have as its mission. We have to destroy this, Matt. We have to destroy this. Not because we hate Roosevelt, Skerrit, or anything. But you see, when there is no sense of mutual justice in a country, it is over. It is over. And this is what is going on here. And that is when this Bar Association needs to start speaking. Otherwise, we need to start protesting outside that court and let them know that we're not satisfied with fair justice in Dominica. It's not even Parliament no more. It's that High Court we need to start gathering in front and let them know. We need justice.
Caller, thank you very much.
Remember, we are in the hurricane season. Listen to Q95 FM radio when a hurricane is approaching. This will help you create a plan of action. Continue keeping in touch with your friends and family. They will gain comfort just knowing where you are, how you are faring, and how close the storm is to you. If you are in an area that is on the outskirts of the storm, tell them. Assure them that you are all doing well. Remember, they only know what they are told on the radio, and their imagination runs wild. If you lose your telephone power, call them at least once with your cell phone to tell them you do not have a phone service, and that you will call as soon as it is restored. This way, you do not have to use up your cell phone minutes, which should be saved for emergencies.
Victoria Charles Clark said she was concerned that a matter which involves Elton Bannis of Casimiros for pre-trial application could not be heard again because a state attorney was ill, and although DPP Evelina Baptist was in court, she could not go ahead with the matter since she was not the one who had conduct of that matter. The judge said it is becoming ridiculous and getting too far in the office of the DPP. She said forcefully, the prosecution is either not ready or not prepared to present cases. We cannot proceed that way. It's making a mockery of the system, she noted. She said too much time is being wasted in court with matters not being heard on time. She said there must be a more serious approach to the work which has to be done. She said the court schedule is being thrown into disarray. About the decision to discontinue the matter of Lyndon St. Louis of Casimiros, who was charged with causing death by dangerous driving, the judge said she was concerned that on the day of the trial, the matter is being discontinued. However, Director of Public Prosecutions, Evelina Baptist, defended the performance of her office, saying they are doing a good job and are serious about what they do. She said, in the case of Elton Bannis, her office should not be blamed since lawyers have pulled out from his matter consistently, and so his trial has been delayed. Ms. Baptist told the court that given the resources available, the office of the DPP has done well. In a press release, she said, the post-Easter session commenced on Monday, April 24, a mere 5 working days after the close of the session, allowing no time to do the preparatory work necessary to bring the matter to successful prosecution. She said, it is true that some matters have not been able to proceed to trial, but this is not as a result of the office being tardy. She says the remarks by the judge questioning the office of DPP is unfortunate and untrue. The DPP statement said the judge has been acting as both the judge and DPP. She's taking over the authority of the DPP by setting matters for trial. The statement says it is the DPP in consultation with the judge who is responsible for setting matters for trial. The DPP notes that where the matter intended to be prosecuted is of a serious nature like murder, it is prudent in the interest of justice to adjourn to take all measures to have medical or other experts attend the trial. It is to be understood that victims have rights, the statement said. The DPP statement says murder is a serious offense and there must be adequate preparation for a murder trial. All this cannot be done in a day, and it is most unreasonable to fix a murder trial only allowing both parties a day to prepare. Ms. Baptist wants the prosecution to be allowed to suggest appropriate dates for trial, taking into consideration all the surrounding facts and situations of the cases. The release went on to say that in the case of Sherman Webb, who is to be retried for murder, defense counsel is ill, and so the matter cannot proceed in the absence of defense attorney. So the remarks by the judge on Tuesday, the 12th of June, and Wednesday, 13th, were uncalled for and do not accurately represent the situation. She says the judge should refrain from taking over the role of the DPP as she cannot be both judge and DPP. The release ended by saying that the office of the DPP continues to have as paramount the interests of justice and successful prosecutions of criminal matters and wish to inform the public that they in no way are tardy and laissez-faire in the performance of their duties.
Mr. Darius Jones was doing a matter today, and of course the DPP Ms. Baptist was in court along with her assistant, and she stood up to address the court, and the judge told her that she did not want to hear her. So Ms. Baptiste, the DPP, probably thought that the judge probably was not hearing her mic. So she was fixing her mic, you know, probably to, you know, to speak to the judge. The judge told her, Ms. Baptiste, I do not want to hear you. And so Ms. Baptiste had to take her seat. Now, remember, Matt, I told you, and I said that to the world, and I will say it again. The press release of the DPP was not good. I have spoken to practically the amount of lawyers I've heard. They whisper in circles, and they, one or two, you will hear saying different things. But generally, the consensus is that you should not have issued that press release. Remember a few years
ago... But before you go on, Kalil, because there's criticism, too, out there, whispers as well, of the judge. So the judge can basically criticize the DPP, and she should not criticize herself or respond?
Matt, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
Where in the world do you hear a lawyer or lawyers publicly criticizing, I mean, in our region, maybe you in the U.S., publicly criticizing a judge? We do not...
But it might not have happened before, Kalil. That doesn't mean that a lawyer cannot criticize a judge.
Yeah, but if, Matt, this is the judge you are criticizing, and you want to go to have an audience with the judge. So you're going to criticize me and try to bring me to shame, and you expect to have an audience with me?
From your wake up this morning, you the winner.
Football, football, football. The Dominica Football Association, alongside the proud sponsor Domlec, present Championship Sunday. Yes! The championship in the Dominica Football Association Domlec Women Football League will be decided this Sunday when Dive Dominica Harlem United will take on the defending champions New India Goodwill Runners at the Windsor Park Stadium this Sunday from 5 p.m. Will Goodwill Runners add yet another trophy to their collection? Your guess is as good as mine. Or will the girls from Harlem raise their first trophy? South City, come represent. You think that's all right? Before the championship game, Mao Soccer Strikers will come up against Bomber Starlight from 3 p.m. I warn you, it's Championship Sunday. The price is only $5 and all children enter free. So don't miss it. Football, football, women football action at the Windsor Park Stadium this Sunday from 3 and 5 p.m.
Dominica, we don't have too much time, but I was hoping that, a legal person would have brought some, if you will, a little balance to this argument that's going on within our court system, you know, between the judge and the DPP. Of course, I stepped out and saw the wisdom, they say, of a former DPP officer and, of course, someone who works, you know, in the court system in the BVI. Good morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. My friends will say, you know, okay, Clement, good idea. But some of my enemies will say, I guess I'll get another open letter written to me.
what do you make of all of this going on? You know, some people are saying this is not good for our court system. DPP fighting versus judge, judge fighting versus DPP. Verbally, that is.
Yes, I think our last conversation was about the nature of the justice system.
Yes,
That was our last conversation, and here we go with another blow to the perception of the justice system in Dominica again. And but it is getting out of hand, Matt. And I think that somebody of influence, the Attorney General, so to speak, needs to step in and mediate between the parties, the Judicial and Legal Services Commission, the Bar Association. Somebody needs, because you cannot go to court where it cannot be a system where the director of public prosecution does not have an audience before the judge, the criminal judge.
How does it work? If the judge has a problem with you, I'm just saying specifically our judge here, Mrs. Clark, but in any system within the region, would she call you, you know, in her chambers?
Yes, I think that the judge has a problem. You call and you call it the director of public prosecutions and you lay out your what your issues are. I think it need not be in public unless your frustration have grown due to inaction. Probably if you have complained and privately for so long and nothing is happening, still I don't believe it should be a public spat. The authorities who employ the DPP should be written to, although there is a constitutional independence of the DPP. But, I mean, the Attorney General specifically should be, you know, spoken to about the matter before the judge would have gone public. But be that it may, the judge went public and then the DPP issued a press release. Everybody's different. Mm-hmm. The DPP thought that issuing a press release was our best course of action.
How does it work in terms of the system? In other words, who has more authority? Who's boss?
Well, I don't think there is a matter of who's boss in that case. Everybody has their constitutional and the parameters within which they work. The Director of Public Prosecutions is to institute takeover and continue, takeover and discontinue legal proceedings. The judges to sit there and be the arbiter of the law and
the referee,
the administration of the court. So where the court would have set up matters, Dominica runs on the assizes system. Although I understand they no longer call it assizes, but they call it sessions. But sessions is just a different name. And way in advance, a list is published a month or two before, or probably a month before the session starts, a list of all the matters that are going to be heard for that session is distributed among the bar, the DPP's office, everybody, all stakeholders. So the DPP would know what cases are coming up for that session because they would have had to get the depositions, read the depositions, and either file an indictment or file a nulli trust, as the case may be. So the DPP's office is aware of what matters are listed for that session before the court.
You know what a senior police officer is saying to me at this time? Matt, many things are wrong in Dominica. The criminal justice system is in disarray. From the police to the magistracy, to the DPP, to the jury, to the judge, we have stayed quiet for the ills in Dominica. Here's our harvest, a non-efficient system, more disarray to come. Don't be surprised. Are you surprised that you're getting these kind of comments at this time?
No, I'm not surprised. And our judicial system is archaic. Preliminary inquiries, the waste of time, as I made mention recently about sufficiency hearing, where one day a judge decides whether there is a prima facie case, sets a trial within the next 90 days. So you go before a court, a magistrate's court, the matter is sent up to the judge for sufficiency hearing. Within 35 days, that judge decides whether there is a prima facie case in one day, and they would have had the file, read the file, and then a trial date is sought. So a person who gets charged for murder in June could very well see their trial in December, by December. And it has been tried and proven, tested before the courts. They have it here. They have it in St. Lucia, which was the pilot program, and Dominica has not moved on. And it's not Dominica alone. The rest of the Eastern Caribbean has not moved on. Trinidad is now trying to get rid of it. Jamaica is now piloting, trying to get rid of the preliminary inquiries. And it's a frustration built into the system that puts a strain on it puts a strain on the registry, it puts a strain on the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution, it puts a strain on the police, it puts a strain on the courts. I mean, you have matters that I left in Dominica that are still PI have not concluded. You know, Carl and Nicholas for murder in Granby, the PI has not yet concluded. So the game where there's a double murder on Christmas Eve or something like that in Granby, I don't think that PI has ever concluded yet. And so these things, they cause a strain on the system, and the judicial system, it does put it in disarray. So there are a bunch of factors. There's the human factor, there are the institutionalized factors. So we stakeholders need to really get together in a frank discussion as to how to move forward and resolved all these issues.
You think the Bar Association should intervene? We always calling them to intervene. This one needs some cold water to be thrown on it there.
The Bar Association should step in and offer to act as a mediator, in, even if they were to bring in some person properly trained in mediation to come and have something, because it is just not a tenable position. It is just, we just cannot fathom a position where the director of public prosecution does not have an audience before the criminal judge. That just, we just cannot, should not consider, think, or dream of such a situation in Dominica.
Thank you, Mr. Clement Joseph, the former DPP officer now based in the BVI, you know, sharing his wisdom on this one here. 4493095969697. We need some help. Hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Uh-huh.
Matt, let us assume that the judge was right. And also, I feel Miss Evelina is also right.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you sit back and you listen to the clippings that you played,
mm-hmm.
we first got that information from Curtis Matthew, from the judge. So that means the very same things that the judge was saying to Evelina Baptist in public, in front of the media, she could have called her on her side, they could have spoken about it, and Evelina would have then tell her what is the problem of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But when she bring it out in the public, why should I now blame Evelina for bringing her response back to the public? You know, it doesn't make any sense. I think, you know, if there is a problem, the judge and the DPP needs to come together. And making it worse, Matt, that the judge went further by embarrassing her more in the public again. I mean, how can you throw cold water on something like that? You know, I mean, the judge needs to also apologize to Evelina. And, you know, both of them have to talk eventually. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Both sides, somebody says, needs to take a chill pill. Just cool out. Let good heads prevail. Sensible heads prevail in this one. Or else. That's all I'm going to say at this time. Taking a break and we're coming back after this.
From your wake up this morning, you're the winner.
Football, football, football. The Dominica Football Association, alongside the proud sponsor Domlec, present Championship Sunday. Yes! The championship in the Dominica Football Association Domlec Women Football League will be decided this Sunday when Dive Dominica Harlem United will take on the defending champions New India Goodwill Runners at the Windsor Park Stadium this Sunday from 5 p.m. Will Goodwill Runners add yet another trophy to their collection? Your guess is as good as mine. Or will the girls from Harlem raise their first trophy? South City, come represent. You think that's all right? Before the championship game, Mao Soccer Strikers will come up against Bomber Starlight from 3 p.m. I warn you, it's Championship Sunday. The price is only $5 and all children enter free. So don't miss it. Football, football, women football action at the Windsor Park Stadium this Sunday from 3 and 5 p.m.
Stage is set for the 6th annual NCCU Cadass Lipso Show, Portersville, Savannah, November 2nd, 2017. Come see top performances by Cadass bands and individuals and the Cadass legend. It will be massive. The 2017 NCCU Cadass Lipso Show, Portersville, Savannah, November 2nd, 2017. The legacy lives on. Make it a date.
Dominica, get ready for one of the most celebrated Haitian copper bands, D-Vice! D-Vice! CPAF, in collaboration with Typhus and Lido Baron Restaurant St. Martin, present D-Vice live in concert on Friday, July 14th at the Strip Lade Coco, 8 p.m.
If you love D-Vice, you got to get loud.
D-Vice! D-Vice!
Menu.
Also, T CEO Cass, Elijah Vino, Dios Copa, Grand Black, DJ Biggest from St. Martin, Prince Warwick, and more. Partners include Digicel, DBS Radio Court, Q95 FM, The Big Station, Deepak's Fine Foods Inc. and more. Purchase tickets from Bullseye Pharmacy, Deepak's Corner Lab from now until June 30 at $40. July 1st to July 14th at $50. More at the door. Device Live in concert, July 14th at the Strip. Bam, Manchester.
Advertise where everyone's listening. Advertise on Q95 today. Get more bang for your buck. Talk shows, news, sports, music shows, entertainment events, weekend shows, Newsweek reviews, early morning shows, evening and daytime shows, hot tips on health, nutrition, security, traffic, weather, environment, and more. Place your display banners on the Q95 website, www.q95da.com, with live links to your own website. Advertise on Q95, your one-stop shop for audio and video streaming, breaking news, sports, and entertainment. Advertise on Q95. Get value for your money. Call 767-448-5822 today.
Good morning. On the telephone here, we have just about 3 more minutes. Hello. Hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling from St. Lucia, and I must say that it's so clear that the judge has a serious problem. But Dominicans must look at her history. As the DPP of St. Lucia, she did no work. Innocent people wasting...
But we will not be able to, of course, substantiate that. He said she did no work. I would have to get somebody on the ground there to prove just what you're saying. I mean, you step in on dangerous grounds here, all right? That's all I would say at this time. 449-3095. 957 is the morning time. Come back.
Remember, we are in the hurricane season. Discuss and practice a disaster plan with your family. One of the most important lessons from hurricane, make sure everyone in the family knows who to contact and how to contact them. Make sure kids know enough information so that an adult can get in touch with that person should sudden evacuation be necessary when you aren't near them. Practice this and make other backup plans. If you have young children, you might like to write important contact information on an index card and give it to them in case they are somehow separated from you. If your older children have cell phones, make sure that your contact information and any other important contact information are programmed into their contact list or speed dials. This can be as involved as you like, but keep in mind the ages and temperaments of individuals to assure everything runs smoothly in the event you have to evacuate.
I suspect we have just about 2 more minutes. Calls all the way from St. Lucia. This is packed enough to be a very substantial debate there. But we have to guard against what we say. Huh? I know some of us just want to criticize, but we have to guard what we say. In these days of, they say, sue it. Dale, talk to me.
Yes, Matt, I'm from Dominica.
What
I called in to say is that I know, the revolution station have to protect themselves from legal and stuff, legal action and stuff like that. But I believe some opportunity should be given to the lady to let her say what she know.
And put herself in trouble.
No. Then when the time comes to cut off, then you cut off. But I mean, the lady just say that she coming from St. Lucia and the lady don't do no work and boom, we just put the...
I'm just gathering the radio station, my brother.
I understand.
You understand that?
I understand that and I for that. I understand that.
All right, caller, let's take another phone call. 959, unless you understand. I know a lot of people were just dying to hear what she's talking about. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, Matt, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Matt.
Okay.
I really believe that was a level of unprofessionalism. I'm from the judge and the director of public, the DPP lady. I mean, if you all have all the differences, to come in public and expose all this like that, Matt, it really was, it's uncomfortable.
Washing your dirty linens, huh?
I personally believe, Matt, that she should be disciplined, Matt. Is there anybody that's going to discipline her, Matt?
Discipline who? The DPP?
The judge for actually...
Oh, okay. Well, I have to ask somebody within the legal circles who can really discipline her. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, morning.
Morning, sir.
How are you doing, boss?
Hey, brother, how are you doing?
My
personally, I believe that the situation, the court has to be a difficult issue, and we shouldn't get dragged into that.
We shouldn't get into it?
Students should be very careful that people don't make statements.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. You put the radio station in,
Yes,
And that is a matter of the age should be the other radio station not even carrying. I'm not saying because they're not carrying.
Well, it was, I must give it to them. They were the first ones who carried the statements from the judge. All right, so they did pay some attention. It was not maybe discussed publicly, but they did give it some attention.
Matt, which kind of statement?
Yes.
That if you criticize somebody, you cannot have an audience before them. I think he's justifying what the Speaker of the House has done to him. I think she should continue the ban on him.
All right, caller, thank you very much. The news time will continue at 1 o'clock.